Okay, so we'll have to decide what we're going to do on Mondays in general. Again, I'm pretty much open to... last year we did ideologies, right? But then we ran out of time. Other people's ideologies. But we could do, like, our ideology if we want. You know, either Ikari Emuna or... you know. But it didn't sound like it, like... I thought people would say, yeah. right. Whatever it is, we'll talk. If you say you have some ideas already, okay, so we'll figure out. But I think until after Yontif, it really just makes sense to focus on Inyane Tshuva and the upcoming Yom Narayim. We really have a full Elul this year. So I think we'll begin with that. So today I want to talk about, I'm guessing this might spill over, depending on if we want to do a bigger job of it. I want to talk about the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. We always start with Perek Aleph, and, you know, then we get stuck. But I'll mention Perek Aleph. But the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva is a very fascinating Rambam. And it touches on, I think, a big question in Hilchos Tshuva, which I'll get to today, and a bigger, you know, question about Avodas Hashem, and the various forms that it takes, which we've touched on in the past, we'll touch on again in the future, and maybe we'll spend a little bit of time just examining some aspects of it. Okay, that, like a very vague hagdama. So the Rambam says here in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Al Tomar She'ein ha-tshuva ela me'averos she'esh bahen ma'aseh, that a person shouldn't think that tshuva is limited to averos, which are focused on specific actions, meaning specific ma'isa averos, kagon znus, the gezel, u'gneva. Interesting, the ones that he chooses to zero in on, especially that he mentions gezel and gneva separately, something which we had an opportunity to talk a little bit about last year. Obviously, thinks that Gezel and Geneva are a little different. They are different, you know, technically, but as we explained, also conceptually. Kashem shatzarech adam, in any case, loshuv me'elu, kach utzarech lechapes b'deos ra'os, sheyeshlo. So too, says the Rambam, a person is obligated to, you know, introspect and to examine, you know, to penetrate inwardly, to try to root out, to find, to identify, and then to root out deos ra'os. This is Sefer Mada, right, which, you know, the second section of Sefer Mada, as you know, is Hilchos Deos. The Rambam, that's really the point I want to discuss. The Rambam thinks that deos are very critical, what you think, your perspectives, in other words, your ideology, you know, is very critical, and it's important to identify that. Deos ro'os she'eshlo v'lashuv mehen. And there's tshuva from deos ro'os, presumably, even if those deos ro'os are disentangled from specific ma'isa averos. And he gives some examples. Minakas, which is a tchuna or a mida, right? That's a personal posture, right? It's not a ideological view, but it is a perspective on people in life which very likely is rooted in a certain ideological view. The Chazal connect kas, you know, with you know, a kind of derogation of Tzelem Elokim and with Avodah Zarah. But kas alone is not that. Mina Eva, similarly, Mina Kina, Umina Tacharut, Umin Ahitul, right? Umin Redifas Amamon, Vakovod, right? Umin Redifas Amacholos, our topic, right? Umikiyotze Bahen, something Rambam has a lot to talk about. The Rambam believes in general that, you know, too much of a physical focus is really a fundamental flaw in the spiritual persona. So the examples that the Rambam gives here, some of them are associated very specifically with averos, I say, but others are very much attitudinal, and redifas mamon, kavod, redifas machalos, and so on. Again, these are clearly, you know, things that have to do with the religious personality. It's not deos in the sense of wrong beliefs, right? But it is deos in the sense of wrong focus in life. Minakol tzarich lachzor b'tshuva, says the Rambam. These are all subject to tshuva. That's what he said earlier. Kishem shetzarich adam lashuv me'eluv meisim, kachu tzarich lechapes v'lashuv me'en. And then he repeats, minakol tzarich lachzor b'tshuva. Ve'elu avonos kashim me'osan sheyesh bahen ma'asa. Then the Rambam concludes that actually these are more difficult. What does he mean by difficult? We'll see. Here at least, the application is more pragmatic. But I think it's possible, at least, that he didn't mean to limit it to the pragmatic, because that he mentions in an earlier section, which we'll discuss. Shebizman she'adam nishka ba'elu, when a person is, deeply enmeshed in these, kashahu lifrosh. V'cheinu omer yazov rasha darko, like to Shua Hashem b'himatzo, kerub yazov karov, yazov rasha darko, v'ish aven makshivosav. So both, probably both, darko and aven makshivosav, has this wider orientation. It's not about particular ma'isa mitzvos. It's an attitudinal thing. It's about, the focus of the human and the religious personality. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. Now again, per se, this raises interesting questions, which we'll discuss a little bit more, about the role of midos and tchunos, as well as deos, in the more, formal sense, what the Rambam, develops in different places in terms of proper beliefs, emunos. That's not what he's talking about here, and their relationship to ma'isim. Right here, it comes up in the context: is there tshuva for this? Is there a chiyuv tshuva for this, etc. But it's a broader question, namely, much of the Torah focuses, as we know, on particular ma'isa mitzvos. And the question is, how does that connect, with the way that we are, the way that we are supposed to cultivate, again, a larger, halachic personality. And you could have said, let's say, take the just broad strokes, you could have said one of, three or four different things. You could have said that the real focus of the Torah is mostly on narrowly defined ma'isa mitzvos. That's certainly the majority of taryag or minyan taryag. And you could have even suggested that when it comes to, these broader kivun or derech or deos, in the various senses of the meaning, that, their significance, can't deny that there are such things. There are some formulations in the Torah itself, and some of which are codified as mitzvos, which clearly are broader, kedoshim to you, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and so on and so forth, and numerous mamare chazal that demonstrate unequivocally that we care not only about what you say and what you do, but again, who you are and what your, focal point is. But you could have said that the first approach would have been to say that, if you don't invest in who you are, in the midos and the tchunos and the derech, then, that's a recipe for failure when it comes to the capacity to fulfill individual mitzvahs. And there are mefarshim who do quote such views, mostly to reject them, but, that is interesting in its own right. So that there are deos and drachim, but basically what I'm saying is they are pragmatic or subservient, right, to the fulfillment and to the greater emphasis on very specific, narrower but very important, ma'isa mitzvos. That's one perspective. Second perspective, I guess, would be to say that there are really two, or let's say the opposite perspective would be to say that the real focus of the Torah is on, this broader idea of cultivating a tzelem Elokim, or when it comes to, Jewish life, halachic life, a halachic personality, right? You know, a mablechet kohanim v'goy kadosh, or a kadoshim tiyu, you know, in addition, you know, to the broader, you know, human tzelem elokim. And the way that we do that is by focusing on specifics, you know, much in the same way that the chinuch actually formulates. This is a leitmotif throughout his work, where he tells you, again, he was, you know, a behaviorist, you know, way before his time. Deserves the credit for that. And, you know, B.F. Skinner and all those people, you know, they should, you know, they should, you know, have, you know, gratitude to the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, like, you know, Lefi Pu'ulosav, you know, Hochim Makshavosav, or, you know, various permutations of that. That's like the whole Sefer HaChinuch, basically, is that theme. It's, you know, to identify what the mitzvos contribute, right, to a broader, proper, or ambitious, or aspirational religious personality. Yeah?
Could you also say that that's an explanation for his, like, six constant mitzvos, which are karma?
To which?
Yeah, like, six constant mitzvos that you're meant to have, like, a... like throughout the day and things like
for example
that.
Oh, you mean the things that are like that are tmidi,
right?
Yeah, no, so these are the things like contribute to them. You want to say that
meaning like that's like his outlook, that's meant to create,
that's the goal,
personality, and then
right. So again, the Sefer HaChinuch never says, and again, but it should be very clear, the Sefer HaChinuch tells you that he wrote his book, you know, to keep his you know, his son, you know, out of trouble on a Shabbos afternoon. You know, they didn't have groups, I guess, or maybe they did have groups. So, you know, he said, I write this, you know, this is why I'm writing my book. He also says numerous times in Sefer HaChinuch that, you know, the explanations that I give are not the, you know, the exclusive explanations. They're, you know, a dimension of the mitzvah, something which the Rambam probably also felt very strongly. You know, so whatever he says there is not the only story, and it is written, you know, for a very, I wouldn't say elemental, but, you know, for not you know, the you know, the most sophisticated audience, but to, you know, for a very pragmatically oriented audience. But at the end of the day, this is his focus, namely to show how the mitzvos are have this behavioristic impact in you know, cultivating these broader themes. And of course, it isn't only, I mentioned Sefer HaChinuch because this is a pervasive theme throughout his work, and you could get the impression, you know, that it isn't just that they're, you know, the yesh v'yesh, or this is an aspect, but that this is a prime aspect. But of course, the broader idea, but it doesn't have to be that, you know, mutually exclusive. It's also clear that the Chinuch thinks that there's intrinsic value to particular mitzvahs, or maybe even to each individual mitzvah, and that it's not just l'shem, a broader idea. Certainly, the halachic norm is such that it's never sacrificed for that greater, you know, benefit, you know, either way. You know, that's why we paskin, if that really is the argument, but it's partly the argument, you know, the whether darshin and time v'dikra, you know, we paskin mostly that lo darshin and time v'dikra, meaning that the, you know, mitzvot stand in their own right, whether they, you know, even where there is a stated reason, again, Parshas that we just read about the Melech, you know, and Lo Yarbel Asusim, Lo Yarbel Anashim, that's of course the Shlomo Melech discussion about all of that. But certainly the bigger idea, which is what the Chinuch is involved in, which is Tamei Mitzvos, which might be different than Darshin and Tamei Dekra. Tamei Mitzvos people think it is, because otherwise they wouldn't be doing it. And we talked about the other day a little bit about the debate in Parshas Ketetze, you know, the Rambam and the Ramban and various views about Osa Midosa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachem and Einan Elegzeros and Lo Nitna Torah L'Tzara V'Sabrios and the role of Ta'amim in Chukim and more generally. But the idea is that, you know, for the Chinuch, certainly this is a major idea, even if halachically you have to focus on the mitzvos independently. That's the way the system works, because there are other dimensions to it as well. And even if there weren't, you know, even the behavioristic part only works when there's that element of discipline. You know, once you start, you know, you get away from the low plug, it's not law anymore. then the whole thing just unravels. We've seen that in many great systems and civilizations, where the details, were officially linked to some sort of broader goal, and then at some point, people, kind of ignored, with the excuse or the pretext or maybe sincerely, out of the focus on the broader goal, ignore the details, and that was the unraveling of those particular civilizations. But when it comes to our civilization, where the details are divine, and the license and the aspiration is even greater, then the idea that there's an intrinsic value A, and that B, we believe that even the relationship between the accomplishment of the narrow agenda, the narrow agenda's capacity to accomplish the broader goal, that is a divinely suffused methodology. So because of all that, the details always stand in their own right. So that's certainly something that Kinoch and others understood. But having said that, that's certainly a perspective. And then, of course, the middle perspective, which is that yesh v'yesh. There are, just as you mentioned before, there are certain mitzvos tmidios. There are certain mitzvos in the Torah that clearly are more general and more focused on, tchunot and midos, v'halachta v'drachav, and, again, avas ha'adam, v'hafta l'reach kamocha, v'hafta sashem alokecha, yiras Hashem, all, many, many, emunah b'Hashem, all of these are clearly about either, theological, ideological commitments that we have, the ones that the Rambam and others set down, the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikari Emunah, and the different, variations in other great, Jewish philosophical thinkers, but also, again, the cultivation of generosity and mercy, lehidamos, we'll get that in just a second, v'halachta v'drachav, all of those things which have clearly a wider connotation. And at the same time, numerous individual mitzvos, which may contribute to that, and also stand clearly, as being intrinsically significant. So, as I say, there are two extremes. The extremes are, that the general ones and that personality things, are an investment in the details and the specifics. The other perspective is that the specifics are largely about broadening, about these broad values, or that there really are two different dinim. So what the Rambam touches on here about lo'olam yira adam esatzma, I'm sorry, about al tomar shein tshuva elam aver sheishwa maisa, etc., is part of this, larger question. And certainly, the Ramban and earlier the Rambam, stake out a very clear ambition when it comes to these tchunot, midot, deot, whatever you want to call them. Again, the Ramban's, we talked about again, Kamsipo, which is this coming week's it's a parsha going to be in Kitetze. And, the idea that, the way he understands midos, osa midos shal kadosh baruch hu rachem ve'enan al gzeros, and that is that it's exactly this point, that it's not like a coarse or a narrow broad idea, rachmanus for the birds, but it's again about cultivating the midah of adivut, of generosity and altruism in man. And of course, this is consistent with the Ramban's broader, well-known views about Vasis Hayasher Vatov, and especially Kadoshim Tiyu. Even if the halachas themselves stand in their own right and they're intrinsic, and they also establish kind of a halachic personality that you're supposed to cultivate, which is why Kadesh Atzmecha B'Motar and B'Mutar, both. In other words, whatever beyond, what is usur and what is mutar. You're supposed to look for the patterns, and to go beyond. You don't just comply with the letter of the law. You're supposed to be reading. Talked last year a lot about Nasa v'Nishma, and so on, to look for the inner logic and to project that and to cultivate that as well. And this is certainly the well-known view of the Rambam. The Rambam not only projected, you know, deos in the sense of, again, ikari amuna, you know, in a very, very forceful way, right? You have to, you know, believe in these things according to the Rambam, even if there's, you know, an excuse why you don't, it kind of doesn't help you in the end of the day. That's a bit of a severe view, but that's the Rambam's view. And the Rambam's rationalists, you know, really embrace this idea. And Mor Nebuchim is filled with, we'll read some of the passages going forward, with this idea of mitzvos cultivating, you know, beyond the mitzvah itself, but having the effect of reinforcing, you know, a larger, you know, religious personality, especially in Chelek Gimel of Mor Nebuchim. And numerous times, especially in the perorations in the end of, you know, certain sections of Yad HaChazaka, and we'll talk about some of them as well. So this is a very big theme, you know, for the Rambam. So it's not surprising, you know, that he requires tshuva for deos and makshavos. For the Rambam, deos and makshavos are extremely central and indispensable. Having said that, the question is, what is it doing here in Perek Zayin, you know, Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva? And this is a question that some, like of the later Achronim in particular, you know, who are interested in these questions, ask. Like, why is this in Perek Zayin in a chapter which mostly focuses on the malos of tshuva? The chapter begins, Ho Rishus Kaladim Nesuna, Kemosho B'yarnu Yishtadel Adam, Lasos Tshuva, Velinor Kapav Bichata'av, Kedei Sheyamus V'hu Bal Tshuva, Kedei Sheyizkeh, right, L'chaye Olam Abba. This is the chapter that deals with the special status of a Bal Tshuva, right? And the Rambam continues, Al Yidam Bal Tshuva Shehum Halacha Dala, the next halacha, Shehum Baruchak Mimalas HaTzadikim, Bipnei Avonos V'chatos She'asa, in a Davarkein, Ela Avu V'nechma, beautiful, famous, beautiful formulations of the Rambam. O v'nechmad hu lefnei abore, kila lo chatam yolam, el shescharo harbe, sharitom tamachet, tu pirish min of the kavash yitzro, amru chachamim, b'mokr shabali tshuva omdim, right, ain't tzadikim gemurim b'cholim lamod, right, kola neviim kulan tziva la tshuva, next halacha above, gdola tshuva shemekarevis adam l'shchina, kalacha zayin kama me'ula, Malas Hatshuva, Emma Shaya Muvda Ma Hashem Elokei. I'm not going to read all of them. They're just, you know, they kind of compel you to read them because they're so, you know, beautifully, you know, crafted and so meaningful. Emma Shaya Muvda Ma Hashem Elokei. So I won't read it. So I won't. Okay. Bali Tshuva Darkan Yoshvei Lemano. The whole parak basically is about, you know, Bali Tshuva, right? And the special qualities of Tshuva. So why is this Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, why is it particularly here? Some, you know, Mefarshim ask, like, why isn't it already included anyways in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva? After all, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, bein aseh, bein lo saseh, im avar adam alachas man, bein bezonim, bein bishgaga, so on. Makes it clear that Tshuva is appropriate, obligatory, as the case may be, to all violations, Essen and Lavin. Ah, so the way some Achronim raise this question is there's an obligation, you know, included in the mitzvah saseh, for a certain person to cultivate the right derech, if you will. And that's based on the principle of a halakhta b'dracha. Right? The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Deos, again, Hilchos Deos begins, right? Deos harbe yesh lekol echad v'yachad mibnei adam, right? V'zu mishuna mizu rechoka mimena v'yoser, yesh adam shubal chema koes tamid, yesh adam shadatim yusheves v'ena. Basically, the Rambam speaks about, again, kas, which is one of the main things that he identifies in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. That's what he talks about in the beginning of Hilchos Deos. That's part of, and then he talks about being a Bal Taiva, which he also mentioned in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, right? And being arrogant, as opposed to being an Adav or a Shafel. All these things are spoken of in the Rambam Hilchos Deos. And of course, the first mitzvah in Hilchos Deos, quoting the Kotar, is Lehi Damos, Bidrachav, lehidabek, biyodav, but especially lehidamos, bidrachav, is all about cultivating these proper midos. Right, the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, one second. Again, this is all, I'm sorry, Halacha Dalid. Haderecha Yeshara Himida Beinonis. Shabakol Dea Vadea Makol Dea Sheishla Adam. The he rather, Hadea She Rechoka Mishneak Tavos. Richuk Shave, Veinakrovel Zulo and Zulu, Fikatu Chacham Rishonim. Adam Son Deos of Tamid. Mishaero Son of Mechaveno Son Kederech Bederecha Imtsait. Kedei Sheish Shalem. Ketzad. Right, Loyela Balchema. Noach Lichos. Right, lo kemeis sheino margish ala beinoni, lo yichas al davar gadol, chen lo yitabel al dvarim shaguf tzarich laim. All the same kind of issues that he is discussing, again much later, and he explains mishum bedakte kalatzma biyotzer v'yisrachek midatz beinonis, and so on. That's nikra chassid. Talks about chassidim harishonim, and then he says umitzuvim anu laleches. This is in Halacha Hey. Bidrachim elo abonet beinonim vehem adrachim atovim vayisharim shenamar v'halachta bidrachav kach limdu beperish mitzvah zu ma'u nikra chanun afata yechanun ma'u nikra rachum afata heye rachum ma'u nikra kadosh afata heye kadosh val derek zu kuro anuvim and so the kale b'kol osan hakinuyim erech apayim rav chesed tzadik v'yashar tamim gibor v'chazak Ukiyotza Balodia Shelo Adrachim Tovim Yisharim, the Chayev Adam Lahanigatzman Bohen, Ulihidamos Kefi Kocho. Then Halacha Zayin, how do you do this? Ketzad Yargil Adam Atzma Bedeo Selu, Achik Vubo, Yasa Vishana Vishalish, Bimasim Shosal Pia Deos Aim Tsoyos, the Yachzor Tamid Achu Maseim Kalim Alov, right? Veloyea Bahem Torach, the Kavu Hadeos Benafsha. Okay. And then that's how he goes on until he finishes the end of the parak. So the point is that the Rambam, very, very beginning already of Sefer Mada, right, after Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, is already telling us that you have to cultivate, a proper, human persona, and that, halachic Jews are particularly challenged, that it should be balanced, that it should be consistent, and it's based on the mitzvah saseh of the halachta bedrachav, which is lehidamos. So some other, some have noted, why isn't what the Rambam reflects in Perek Zayin, halacha gimel, already included in Perek Aleph of Tshuva, right, halacha Aleph, because that's part of the mitzvah saseh, right? Moreover, Rambam in Perek Zayin, right, makes it seem as if, there's no Maisa. He says, you might think, right, Al Tamar Sheina Tuvela Me'aver Sheishba and Maisa. Gons Nus V'Gezel Geneva. But the truth is that there is a Maisa even in V'Halachta B'Drachav. Right, and that's what the Rambam explains here in Halacha Zayin. Like, there's a Maisa Mitzvah for V'Halachta B'Drachav. Right, Ketzad Yargil Adam B'Deos Elu, Yase V'Yishan V'Yishalesh V'Maisim Sh'Osal P'Deos Oim Tzayos V'Yachzu B'Hem Tamid. So it isn't just a kiyum or a goal, right? There's a active obligation. So it's just like if you didn't, pick up a lulav or you didn't build a sukkah, right, you didn't cultivate your, midos tovos, that should be included under the, not only is there an essay, but it's an essay, which is also, defined, not just by the kiyum mitzvah, but where there is a maisa mitzvah as well. Oh. So what is going on here? Why does the Rambam put this halacha in Perek Zayin, halacha gimel? Yeah.
Did the Rambam also put it in Perek Dalet?
Oh. So in Perek Dalet, that's an excellent question. There is an overlap. You found about Perek Dalet halacha, hey?
Yeah.
Is that, am I right? Is Dalet hay? Umehen chamesh dvarim hosasam yimshoch achareim tamid beim kashim lefrosh mehen lefikach tzarim lizar bahen shemi dabek bahen behen kulan deos ro'os ad ma'od. Then rechilos, it's more specific, lashon hara, but bal chemas again, bal machshava ra'a, hamischaba l'rasha, mibnei shulamad mimasav heim nirshimu belibo, hu shomar shlomo, veroek silim yoroa, v'kvar chibarnu b'hilchos deos, dvarim shetzarech kol adam lingog v'hem tamid, kal v'chomer l'bal tshuva. Right? And then he concludes in halacha vav, kal elo advarim kiyotza v'hem, afal pishim ak minisat tshuva, Einan monin esat tshuva, elam asa adam tshuva mehen, or is it bal tshuva v'yeshu chelik olam haba? Okay, so that's an excellent question. Perek Dalet halacha hey seems to overlap what he writes in Perek Zayin halacha gimel, almost the same language. Writing that makes it perfectly clear. So you have aleph aleph, especially in light of Hilchos Deos, you know, Perek aleph halacha, let's say hey through Zayin. And then you have Dalet Hay. So why Zion Gimel? And again, it's almost like trumpeted Al Yomar, right, as the Rambam saying, basically, you know, this is an important point. And it is an important point. Ah. So I want to mention two approaches very quickly. Time's almost running out. And then I want to expand on it. Maybe it will take one more session next week to examine this broader question a little more. About Hirhurei and Machshavos and Deos and exactly where they stand. So I've seen some suggestions, you know, that answer some of the question at least. And that is that maybe there are two dinim in Valachta Bedracha. There probably are two aspects of Valachta Bedracha. The question is whether or not, you know, how different they are and whether that difference is significant enough, you know, to explain some of these things. Because if you look at Halacha Vav, it is perfectly clear, and earlier, you know, that there's a Maisa Mitzvah, let's say, of Halacha Bedracha. Again, you know, being Mishana, Mishalesh, you know, doing things that actually cultivates, you know, these Midos, Tovos, and Deos, Nechonos, and Machshavos, you know, Mo'ilos, and so on. And then, of course, there's the, you know, the attainment of that result, right, of being a chanun and a rachum, you know, achieving l'hidamos, if you will. And there are indications that there are certainly two. Certainly the Rambam formulates it, you know, differently. Again, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav is where he speaks about what you do. And that's, he starts with what you do, because he talks about the Mida Beinonis, the Derech HaMelech. Then he kind of, you know, develops, you know, the goal, right? And then he goes back to, right, the methodology. You could say there are two aspects. It's probably closer to the truth to say that one is the Maisa Mitzvah and the other is the Kiyama Mitzvah, but maybe there really are two dinim as well. Some people note, some Mefarshim note, that if you look at the Gemaras or the Midrashim about Lehidamos, you really do find two formulations. Right, if you look at the Gemara in Sota, the Daf Yudalid, and the Sifrei in Parshas Ekev, they emphasize very much, you know, something that, you know, falls a little bit short of achieving the full goal. You know, heyei, you know, rachum, heyei chanun, or you should be somebody who is nikra rachum, you know, in chanun. Whereas the Medrash, especially on Zekeli Ba'anveyu, one of the Perushim of Anvehu, Chazal say, means to achieve, to be a rachum and a chanun, you know, like the Rabbanu Sholem. So those that suggest that really there are two aspects. One is the taking steps, you know, to approximate or to, you know, to cultivate. That's the effort and the process. And the other is, you know, the kind of the Kiyama Mitzvah, the result. And maybe, you know, they suggest, you know, the mitzvah saseh, you know, of halachta bedrachav is all in the, you know, in the effort. You know, not necessarily, you know, in the in the in the attainment. You know, so Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, you know, includes that. But Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, is interested in, you know, you actually being short of that goal, and that that too requires tshuva. Interesting. If you ask me, I think it's dochak a little bit, on two levels. Number one, I think if you look carefully in Echos Deos as we read it, that it's more, not two dinim or two aspects, but more, again, the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyuma mitzvah, I don't think they're so separable. Certainly not mitzvah saseh. Sounds like the full mitzvah saseh is to achieve the goal, although you're involved in the mitzvah and you're not neglecting it, you know, once you're being mishano, mishalesh, and so on and so forth. But to me, the question remains, even if Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, doesn't include everything in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, like, still, what's it doing in Perek Zayin? And isn't it already, as we said before, in Perek Dalid, Echos Tshuva Halacha Hey? So that's one approach. And it lies heavily upon the parameters of the Halakha of the Drachav, you know, those two components, which I think is an interesting topic in its own right. The other approach is to suggest, this book is an interesting book. It's called Sefer HaTshuva. He purported to like kind of write a Shulchan Aruch on Echos Tshuva based on, you know, the structure of the Rambam and like, you know, throwing in, you know, any related, formulations by Rishonim on related topics. A lot of, it's just a good, it's a very uneven work, but it is, just good for Mar Makomos. Like, you have to read it carefully and filter out things, but sometimes there are some interesting juxtapositions. So he has a lot of Rabbeinu Bechai, Karakemach, that he thinks are connected, and a lot of the Meiri and the Chibur HaTshuva. So it's a good, efficient saber. He also has some suggestions. This is written by the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Yosef Cohen. He was a dayan in Yerushalayim. Anyway, so he has a suggestion where he says that maybe the reason this is in Perek Zayin is because of the beginning formulation of the Rambam. Holo Rishus Kaladam Nesuna Kemosha Biarnu, which goes back to Perek Hay, where the Rambam talks about free choice. Rishus Kaladam Nesuna Lo, this is Perek Hay Halach Aleph, Imratza lahatos atzma l'derech tova v'lios tzadik harshus biyado. Imratza lahatos atzma l'derech ra'a v'lios rasha harshus biyado. Hu shekasa b'tora hein ha'adam ayak echad mimenu ladas tova ra. Right? Going back, you know, to the beginning. Klamar, right, hein min zeh shel ha'adam haya echad ba'olam vein min sheni domelo b'za inyan shehu me'atzmo b'dayto b'machshavto yodea tova ra. Right? The kivin shekain pen yishlach yado, etc. And then Rambam says, "Al yavor b'machshavtecha, davar zesh omrim tipshei haumos v'rov golmei b'nei Yisrael." Ooh, shakadosh baruch hu gozer ala adam mitchilas priyaso liot tzadik or rasha ino davar kain ela kol adam biadam roi liot tzadik kimosh rabenu o rasha ki ravam o chacham o sachal o rachman o akzari o kili. Right, v'chein shar kol adeos, v'ein lo mishi chafeyu. Ram says that basically, and he goes on to say in Parakeh, that human responsibility and schar v'onesh, you know, is contingent upon there being free choice, and free choice extends not only to actions, which are obvious, seemingly. I mean, there are people bismanenu who think that people don't have free choice in their actions either. They really believe in a very powerful, you know, kind of, social, you know, coercion, which is part of the problem in the world in which we live culturally, because it takes away from responsibility, and they don't realize it, but it certainly denies choice and the dignity of man. But, you know, in rationalizing behavior and kind of justifying things that are based on, you know, societal factors, that's kind of the implicit, and that's why there's a bit of a Kulturkampf. Right now, Torah perspective is very different. But as the Rambam formulates it, it's not just maisim which man has free choice, as difficult as sometimes that can be, but also on his orientation. The Rambam rejects the idea that people are born with a certain inclination. And he says, even if they were, they still have the capacity to overcome that. Those are two interesting elements. But again, even in terms of their like personality direction, they have the ability to cultivate midos to. And again, the language that he uses, similar to what he says in Nechos Deos, similar to the language we just encountered in Nechos Tshuva, we'll see later, similar to what he says in Tumas Ochlim and in the end of Sefer Tahara, you know, Deos, Tovos, Midos, Tchunos, the same kind of language. So the point is that the Rambam, in Nechos Tshuva, Perakei, Halacha Beis, and going on forward, says that, you know, people think that, you know, you have choice over your actions, but not over your orientation. You know, and that is absolutely wrong. It's against the Torah's perspective, etc. So in this sefer, he suggests that when the Rambam says here, "Hol Rishus Kaladim Nesuna," he's going back to Parakeh, but not only Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, but Halacha Gimel is kind of a restatement of that, meaning Al Tomar Sheim Tshuva Elam Averus Sheish Ban Masa Kegon Znus VeGezel Kesheim Shetzara Kalashu Mehem. What the Rambam means to say is, don't make the mistake that I talked about in Parakeh. You know, that B'nai Adam Toeh, and even many people in Klal Yisrael Toeh, namely, that when it comes to orientation, you're just a victim of your, you know, genetics, your, you know, the nature and the nurture, your society. You know, you can't have any control over that, and therefore there's no tshuva over that. Kamash Malam, that is not true. There is tshuva for that. And he, again, since he brings a good Bikias and he brings some interesting things, not exhausted. And again, sometimes the citations are questionable. But this Karakemach that he has, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, Dibra Masal HaTshuva is good. Right? Nirali, Shalachain, maybe, I'm sorry, this is what he says, but this is the piece. Lefishiyesh Kama Bnei Adam, this is like Rabbeinu Bechai talking. Yesh Kama Bnei Adam, Shem Svurim, Shein Toelet, Vehefsed, Bemachsheva Salev, Kim Bedibur, Bepoal. Bedavri Adua, Ki Ikar, Simcha Saguf, Vetzaro, Tliim Belibo. Maybe I'll read some of them, other ones next. He's talking about in terms of what's important. Others talk about in terms of what's possible. Right? Again, in past we've spoken a lot about the Ibn Ezra on Los Achmod, where he says, you know, that people think that you can't legislate in the area of human emotions. You can't tell people what to covet and what not to covet, can you? And of course the answer is, the Torah thinks you absolutely can. You know, you can, you know, put yourself, you can immerse yourself in an ideological framework, you know, which makes things completely out of bounds to you. Creates red lines. That's the whole idea of Los Achmod. In Sefer Achinuch and Simin Tav Tezayin in Los Asaba, even more harshly than the, you know, the Ibn Ezra considers it and he says, but it's wrong. And the Chinuch says, you know, it's ridiculous, and, you know, only foolish people have this view that you can't legislate in the area of emotion. That's an interesting question. Anyways, so the, I think there are two questions. One, can you change? B, you know, do we care, you know, about your orientation? The do we care part comes, you know, from our discussion a little bit earlier. Like, what's important? What you do, you know, or who you are, or both? And in what proportion? That's like any meaningful, you know, perspective on life has to address those questions. The halacha's answer is, you know, we care about both, and they are interrelated. We care about the interrelationship, but we acknowledge that there are both of these elements. They have different challenges, meaning the ma'aseh mitzvos and the broader ideas. Anyway, so his suggestion is that Zion Gimel is like hey base. Because Zayin Aleph is like, hey, Aleph. And the Rambam isn't, you know, telling you any Chiddush on Tshuva here. He's just applying it to Tshuva. Okay, my time's almost up. I think that, you know, is interesting. Part of it, I think, is correct. But I don't think it's the real answer. Because this is a chapter about, again, Kama Me'ula HaTshuva and Balei Tshuva. It's not just a chapter, you know, about you know, the phenomenology of, you know, religious obligations and the different types of religious obligations or capacity of man, you know, for self-reform and for, you know, inventing himself or cultivating, you know, an approach. Why is this here? But I think that the answer, I'll tell you quickly, and then I want to expand on some of these ideas next time. The answer, I think, is very simple. And that is that, and this goes to a broader issue which we've talked about other times, it goes to what Hilchos Tshuva is in the Rambam. Meaning there is a certain, Hilchos Tshuva begins, I said I wasn't going to talk about Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, you know, but in a very challenging way. The Rambam has an ambiguous formulation about the relationship between vidui and tshuva. And then, you know, the Rambam again keeps overlapping himself, you know, keeps circling the question of, you know, darkei tshuva, the relationship between tshuva and pratim and tshuva, you know, in a broader way, the refashioning of the religious personality is something that the Rambam keeps getting back to in an overlapping way. But there's a progression in Hilchos Tshuva. Once you get to Perikei, which is about Bichira Chafshis, it becomes clear, the passages that we just read. Earlier, in Perik Dalet, the Rambam, as we discussed, Halacha Hei. But Dalet Hei is about Dvarim Hama'akdin is a Tshuva. The Rambam repeats that in Zayin Dalet, or Zayin Gimel, about how difficult it is, you know, to extricate yourself from improper orientation and attitude, but that's not the goal of Zayin Dalet. That's the goal of Hey Dalet. As the Rambam progresses through Hilchos Tshuva, it becomes clear that it's not just about the neutralization of sins and the achievement of kapara, but it is that Hilchos Tshuva is the culmination of Sefer Mada, that Hilchos Tshuva is an avoda in its own right. And for the Rambam, of course, the climax is Perek Yud, which is about Avas Hashem, seemingly, you know, tshuva being incidental, but it really is the culmination of Hilchos Tshuva. Remember, the Rambam fashioned Hilchos Tshuva, Mitchila V'Yad Sof, put it together from all of Shas and Midrashim and so on. And the idea is that it's the culmination of Sefer Mada. It's about self, the ability of man to not just reinvent himself, but to fashion himself in a certain way. So the whole Perek Zayin Hilchos Tshuva is Kama Me'ula, is the ability of a Baal Tshuva not only to neutralize where he's been, but to vie with, and in some cases to achieve supremacy over, Tzadikim Gemurim. So the Rambam says, this is about the capacity of Tshuva. While Tshuva can't ignore details, you should know that part of the greatness of Tshuva is the fact that Tshuva focuses on the man's orientation. So it's nothing to do with not being included in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, you know, the Halachta Bedracha. And it has nothing to do with how difficult it is. It has to do, it's an added nofech in establishing that Tshuva is an avoda. Just like Tfilah is an avoda, and just like Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim is an avoda, and Talmud Torah is an avoda, right? For the Rambam, Tshuva is a critical, indispensable aspect of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, its ability to address not only details, but attitudes, you know, is something which fits in perfectly with the entire Perek of Perek Zayin. So I think this is also consistent, you know, with the Rambam's larger view, as expressed in the end of Tumas Ochlin and Mikvos, and contrasted a little bit with the emphasis of the Meiri and Rabbeinu Yonah. I'll pick up with that next time. I'm going to go to the